Hey, how you doing? It's Pastor Jay. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. I pray that this word blesses your spirit, empowers you wherever you are, whether it be your home, your workplace, the gym, or even if you're riding in the car. Look, let's advance the kingdom by spreading this word with whoever you come in contact with. That is my ultimate goal, is to spread the kingdom and the message of Jesus Christ. I love you, and once again, here's today's message. Be blessed. Close our live stream. I pray that this message blesses you and that it causes transformation in your life. Remember, our outline is on our Facebook page, and our outline is also on our website, www.mdcca.org. All right, well, be blessed and get ready for the word. Here it comes. iPad and turn to a verse. God has been good to you. God has been good to you this whole week. Yes. He's been good to you this whole week. So everybody at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. Amen. And when you get there, you can say, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am thankful. Whatever you desire to say, say it. Put it in the atmosphere. Put it in the atmosphere, amen. Put it in the atmosphere. So let's read this. Let's read this on the count of three. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 3. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. I'm reading from the AMC, so that's why I got a few more words, because I really want to break the words down for you. Let's look from God in prayer. God, we love you. We thank you. We honor you for this time. We thank you for allowing us to have a grateful heart, a thankful heart. I pray that you move Lester Bell Jr. out of the way and that you allow Holy Spirit to speak through me, God, and that you allow your people, the Lord God, be transformed by the renewing of their mind. So I pray, Lord God, that this word will be applicable to your people, Lord God, and that this setting will teach them, Lord God, how to be thankful for life. So we love you. We thank you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 As you sit down, I want you to ask yourself, am I thankful for life? And that's what we want to use for a topic this morning in this second week of the series, Everyday Thanksgiving. Are you thankful for life? And on the surface, everybody say, yeah, I'm thankful for life. Yeah, I'm thankful. I'm so happy to be alive. But are you really thankful for life? Because when you are thankful for life on a deeper level, then your life expands. Your life expands. Your life expands. So let's go back to our text. It says, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks. For this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. So last week we broke down what gratitude means. We broke down what gratitude means. Gratitude is the quality, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And some synonyms, I love you, I know I love synonyms, not just cinnamon rolls, but I love synonyms. Some synonyms for gratitude are gratefulness, thankfulness, thanks, appreciation. Appreciation. So we understand that when I am appreciative, we learned last week, when I am appreciative for what God has blessed me with now, then I can see what I can have more to be thankful for. Speaking of, how has everybody's gratitude journaling been going? Amen. Yeah, like how are you seeing like your life look a little bit different? Are you seeing your perspective open up in some areas? How many of us has been consistent in doing it for day and night? Day and night. And so you're starting to see some effects. Because when you're thankful, it expands your paradigm, and we're going to get to that in a little bit. But life. What does life, because I asked the question, are you thankful for life? So what is life? Life is the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death. So the question is, the answer to the question is, when you are not thankful for life, you are not growing. When When you are not thankful for life, you are not growing. And anything that's not growing is what? Stagnant, is dead. See, a lot of us are living a dead life because we're not thankful. So we say, well, Pastor Jay, how can I live a dead life? Because you're not thankful for the life that you have now. You're not thankful for where you are right now. Because if you were thankful for where you are right now, you would grow. You will grow from glory to glory. And you will keep growing from glory to glory. And even when you transition from here, you will continue to grow from glory to glory. Amen? So when you are not thankful for life, you are not growing. When you are thankful for life, you attract to you the capacity to grow. So when you are thankful for life, you attract to you the capacity to grow. So it says growth in your outlines, but you attract to you the capacity to grow. So when I'm thankful for life, then I'm not only thankful for what I have now, I'm thankful for what I don't have now. Because when I'm thankful for what I don't have, well, when I'm thankful for what I do have, it takes my mind off of what I don't have. See, a lot of us, we are so focused on what we don't have. And we complaining about what we don't have. Well, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I don't have this much money in the bank, and I don't have that much money in the bank, and I don't have this type of car, and I don't have this type of house, I don't have this. And we miss out on what we are right now. Where are your feet right now? Where are your feet right now? Attached to your body. Your feet are right here in this moment right now. Those who are watching, their feet are where they are right now, where they're in their home, they're in their car, wherever they are, their feet are where they are right now. So when I'm thankful for where I am right now, then it sets me up to receive more of the next. But when I'm not thankful, I can't receive the next because I can't even acknowledge the now. See, a lot of us have not acknowledged the now by being thankful. And so we're seeing people be blessed, and we're seeing people be healed, and we're seeing people receive all of this favor from God, and we're looking like, why not us? Why not me? Because you're not thankful. You're not thankful. So not thankful, you know I love equations, right? I know I'm a math geek, right? Y'all know I love equations. So listen to this equation. When you're not thankful, it equals a constricted paradigm. When you are not thankful, it equals a constricted paradigm. What is a paradigm, Pastor Jay? A paradigm is a typical example or pattern of something, a model. So this is what it looks like when you're not thankful. Eli, can you come up for a second? Come up for a second. Let me pick you up if you're not too solid. No, let me not pick you up. So this is what happens when we're not thankful. Now, Eli, I want you to try to run away from me. Try to run to mommy. Go try to run to mom. Run, try to go. Use some energy, man. I know you got the energy. Run. Try to run. Try to run. So when you're not thankful, this is what it looks like, right? Your paradigm has been constricted. You are running in place. And you're trying to try to get away from me. Try to get away. Try to run. You can't get away because you're not thankful. You try to put the equation together, you try to put it together yourself, and you can't get away because you're not thankful. You can't get away from the life you are not in, the life you are in because you're not thankful. So he is trying to escape because he's not thankful for life. See, a lot of us are trying to escape our life. And how do you escape your life? You escape your life by being thankful. Because in order for God to give us... You gave up, huh? You got a little tired. See, you expend your energy trying to get away. That's why you take all the vacations and you stay on social media because you're trying to get away. You're trying to get away. So you try to get to your knees and you try to do all you can do to get away. But I'll never be able to get away when I'm not thankful for life. Because when you do get away and you're not thankful, guess what? Guess what? Where you get to, you're not going to be thankful there either. I've heard a lot of people tell me, man, if I could just move to Atlanta, if I could just move to L.A., I'd be so happy. It don't work like that. If you're not happy where you are now, another place is not going to make you happy. If you're not thankful where you are now, another place is not going to make you thankful. You're going to continue to stay in the same predicament. And guess what? You're going to tire yourself out. You're going to tire yourself out to where you got to sit down. Now, I've expended his energy so he could sit a little still during church. So, yes, sir.
Where did my hands go?
Not yet. Not yet. Okay? So you try to bargain. You try to bargain when you're not thankful. You try to bargain your life. Let my hands go. Well, I'll do this and I'll do that. And I'll try to get away somehow. I'll just ask. So you stand up for me. Stand up. Come on, let's stand up. Let's stay like this. Stay like this. I'm going to let you free, okay? Just stay like this, okay? Just work with me, okay? All right. Hold on. So when I'm not thankful, this is what my life looks like. This is what my life looks like when I'm not thankful. So you can be free. Go take a break. I'm going to need you again, okay? Take a break. So listen to this. A lot of us have a constricted model for life because we are not thankful for what God has given us. A lot of us have a constricted model for life because we're not thankful for what God has given us. So we stay where we are because we're not thankful. We stay in the same mindset. We stay in the same tax bracket. We stay in the same house. We drive the same car. We stay in the same situationship. You heard I didn't say relationship. We stay in the same situationship because we're not thankful. Because when you're not thankful, it constricts you. It constricts your mind. It conforms your mind. Scripture says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? You renew your mind through appreciation. Because when I am appreciative, then you're saying, God, thank you for what you've done. You're saying, God, thank you for being faithful to me. You say, God, thank you for loving me. God, thank you for sending your son to die for me. I'm thankful. But when I'm not thankful, then I miss out on everything that there is to be thankful about. So I could have a bunch of friends over here and a bunch of friends over here. But when I'm not thankful, guess what? I become kind of tunnel vision. Yep. And really, my eyes kind of come covered to what's around me. And when my eyes are covered to what's around me, then I'm not able to see that I have people to the right of me supporting me, people to the left of me supporting me. And I always, when I'm not thankful, I'm always focusing on a hater. Oh, my haters. I got my haters. They hating on me. But you're really hating on yourself because you're not thankful. You're not thankful for life. So a lot of us, listen to this. Listen, I really want you to hear me on this. If you have a pattern of always complaining about life, you will always be constricted in your mental pattern and in your life. So if you always complaining, well, you don't do this for me. You don't do that. You don't do this. They don't do this. They don't do that. I don't do this. If you always complaining, guess what? You're going to get more to complain about. Amen. You're going to get more to complain about. And a lot of us have been getting more to complain about instead of more to be thankful for. All right. So when we shift our mind, something happens intrinsically for thinking differently. When we shift our mind from complaining to thanksgiving, then God says, okay, well, you can be thankful for the little that you have. I can bless you with more. I can bless you with more. The scripture says, thank God in everything. So when things going your way, thank God. When things not going your way, thank God. When people nice to you, thank God. When people mean to you, thank God. When you don't have $1,000 in the bank, thank God. When you do have $1,000 in the bank, thank God. You got to continually, because if you complain about what you don't have, you'll never have. You'll never have. See, and a lot of us never have because we complain about what we don't have. Meanwhile, we have more than enough. See, God has blessed you with more than enough. You just have to have an open mind. You have to have an open heart, because when you have an open mind and an open heart and you are thankful for what God has blessed you with, then you're able to receive more. You're able to receive more. So when you stop complaining, you will stop constricting. So Eli, come back up for me. Come back up. You got a break. He's ready this time. Yeah, thank you. Please. So when you stop complaining, right, When you stop complaining, then you're free. Watch this. When you're free, stand up right, please. I don't want you to get granddad here. I want him to cut me. So when you stop complaining, you stop constricting. See, a lot of us, when we complain, we constrict our own selves. Hold yourself. Hold yourself. And I want you to stay like this. Stay like Wakanda, okay? Stay like that. See, come back. Stand still. So when you complain, you constrict yourself. Nobody not holding you back. No, stay constricted. Nobody's not holding you back. No. Keep Wakanda. Stay like, not yet. Stay like this. Wakanda, okay? Wakanda. So when you complain, nobody's not holding you back. See, he is constricted himself. See, a lot of us have become constricted, and we're wondering why. Well, who is constricting me? Who's holding me back? You holding yourself back. You holding yourself back. See, he's holding himself back. I'm not holding him back. See, he's free to move about wherever he wants to move about. And that's what complaining does. You complain, and guess what? You find more to complain about. I got more to complain about. Well, they didn't do this right. They didn't do that right. So now I'm complaining. And meanwhile, I should be thankful. Say this with me. I am thankful for life. So let me break down life. You can sit down. Sit down. Go sit down. I'm going to need you again, okay? Go sit down. So let me break down life for you better. Turn to John chapter 14, verse 6. I want to break down life. I want to break down life for you a little bit better. Yeah, I want to break down life because when you are thankful for life, you really become thankful for something else. Everyone there? John chapter 14, verse 6, and this is what it says. Jesus explained, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know my Father too." See, a lot of us think we know Jesus, think we know God, but we don't know who Jesus is because we're not thankful for life. Because when you're thankful for life, you are thankful for Jesus Christ. And you're thankful for what he has done for you because he came and he died just for you, specifically. He know you by name. He know how many hairs on your head. So he came, he knew you specifically. He knew your date of birth. He knew your social security number. Not that that matters to him, because when you get to heaven, it's not going to be about social security numbers, and it's not going to be about retirement. It's not going to be about any of that. But when you're thankful for life, you are thankful for Jesus, because the scripture says, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So no one comes to God except through life, and except through Jesus, right? Except through the way, except through the truth. So when my mind is renewed to truth, then I can be thankful for who God has blessed me with. And who has God blessed me with? God has blessed me with Jesus. And so when my life becomes Christocentric, when my life becomes Jesus at the center of it all, then I am thankful. I'm thankful for people. I'm thankful for what people say. I'm thankful for what people do. I'm thankful for everything that happens, because that's the will of God. That's the will of God for us through Christ Jesus. That's what the scripture says, right? That's what the scripture says. So our life has to become Christocentric. Say, my life must become Christocentric. Centric. Now, I ain't say Crisco-centric, so don't go home and fry no chicken. I ain't say Crisco-centric. I said Christo-centric. So what's Christo-centric, Pastor Jay? Christ at the center. Centric equals circle. Centric equals circle. So Christ at the center. So when Christ becomes the center of my life, then I can be thankful for life on a deeper level. I'm not just, oh, I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for breath, and I'm thankful to be here today. I'm thankful to move my hands and blink my eyes and move my feet. And I'm thankful that I got some money. No, you really sincerely feel that from your heart, because true gratitude comes from your whole heart. True gratitude and appreciation comes from your heart. So God wants us to be thankful. So when you are, listen to this, when you are thankful for Jesus, you then come into knowing God. When you are thankful for Jesus, you then come into knowing God. So you have an encounter with God. Because that's what everybody needs. Everybody needs an encounter with God. But how do I have an encounter with God? Through Jesus Christ. So when I'm thankful for Jesus Christ, when I'm thankful for life, then I can have an encounter with God. And when I have an encounter of God, with God, then God can show me who I truly am. Because who I truly am is hidden in him. Amen. Who you truly are is hidden in God. Who you truly are isn't about your socioeconomic status, isn't about your educational status, isn't about who you're going to vote for in the 2020 elections. It isn't about any of that. It's about your relationship with God. It's about your relationship with God. And the relationship thrives off communication, but relationship also thrives off appreciation. See, when you're not appreciative of that relationship, guess what? A person is not going to do for you a long time if you don't appreciate them. So if you feel taken for granted, if I take Lady Pilar for granted, she's not going to put up with that for a long time. She's going to go find somebody else. So that's why I make it my duty to make sure that I appreciate her. Yeah, I better do it right, right? I better do the duty right. Because appreciation flows. When you have a true, authentic relationship, that's where appreciation flows. But when your relationship is just surface, then you can't really be thankful for a surface relationship. Because everybody has surface relationships. But those authentic relationships are the ones that you are truly thankful for. See, you have friends that you are truly thankful for. You have family members that you are truly thankful for. Spouses, you're truly thankful for your spouses. So we have to be thankful for our authentic relationship with Christ. So listen to this. When you are thankful, it equals an expanded paradigm. When you are thankful, it equals an expanded paradigm. So Eli, come back up. Come back up. What is he working on? Okay, making sure it's straight. All right, so when you are thankful, then you can move about come back. So when you are thankful, then you're not constricted. It equals an expanded paradigm. So Eli, I want you to just take a run around the church right quick. Go. Run, run, run. Hurry, 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 hurry. You're running real slow. I know you run faster than that. Hurry, hurry, hurry. All right, all right, all right. Stop, 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 stop. So when you are thankful for life, you can move about freely. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth shall make you free. So when you know the truth, when I am thankful, then I know the truth. Because I'm thankful for what God has blessed me with now. So I'm living in my true moment now. So I'm able to move around freely. So Eli, just move. Just go. Do what you do. Be Eli. Right? I'm trying to run all his energy out so when he get home, he'll take a long nap. So there's some strategy behind this. There's some strategy behind this. Keep running. Keep running. Keep running. He's going to be real tired in a little bit. Keep running. So he's able to move about freely because he is thankful for life. See, God wants us to move about freely in life. God just doesn't want us to just be in one spot, in one mental capacity. He just doesn't want us to just be in one place. Don't stop him. He's running a part of the. But God wants us to be able to move about freely. Keep running. Keep running. Come on. Come on. Keep running. Keep running. So this is when you're thankful. When you're thankful, this is what it looks like. You move freely. You move freely. See, God wants us to move freely. He doesn't want us to just be like, I'm in one spot. All right, all right, all right, all right. I know you're tired now, right? I know he's tired, so he's going to take a nap. Just stay right here for a second. Just catch your breath. Catch your breath. So when I'm free, I can do more. There goes some water. There you go. When I'm free, I can do more. When I'm free, I can accept life for what it is. When I'm free, I can drink clean water. When I'm free, I'm thankful. See, your appreciation, your level of appreciation will determine your level of freedom. Your level of appreciation will determine your level of freedom. That just came from Holy Spirit. So when I, the more appreciative I am, the more free I am. The more I'm not appreciative, nah, you can't be that free. The more I'm not appreciative, right, then my level of freedom goes down and I'm constricted. I'm conformed to this world. I'm conformed to this world's way. Mom has spoken. Go sit. Go sit. Go sit. All right. Thank you. Thank you. So God wants to say this with me. God wants me to
be
free.
How do I be free?
Through appreciation.
Through sincere appreciation.
Through sincere appreciation. So I want to give you some last few key points, and we'll wrap this up on Wednesday night. So you don't want to miss Wednesday nights. Why I'm putting a plug in for Wednesday night right here? Because that's where you learn the how-to part. See, it's good to hear great word. It's good to hear great teaching. But the problem comes in when we just hear great word and hear great teaching and no application and not apply. We just got information. We just got revelation. But I'm not making it applicable to my life. So Wednesday night is very vital for your spiritual growth. It really is. It really is vital for your spiritual growth. See, we grow on Wednesday nights because we're able to grow from one another. We're able to expand from one another. So be here on Wednesday nights. Be here on Wednesday nights because it helps you to grow to another spiritual level. See, the people that are really serious about this spiritual thing, they're here on Wednesday nights because they want to grow to another level spiritually. So God wants to expand your paradigm through your thanksgiving, because when you are thankful for life, your awareness of life increases. When you are thankful for life, your awareness of life increases. So when you increase in generosity, it inspires others to be thankful. When you increase in generosity, it allows others to be thankful because they say, wow, they're really generous and they're doing it from a sincere heart. I'm thankful for that. How many of us have ever been inspired by somebody?
Amen.
Right? Amen. What is inspiration? Inspiration is you saying, wow, thank you for doing that. Thank you for showing me that. That's what true inspiration is. Inspiration and motivation are not the same thing. Two totally different things. Motivation gets you excited for the moment. Yeah, I feel good. You go out and do it, and then you're not really fulfilled. But when you are inspired by something, it makes you a little bit more aware than if you were motivated by something. Because you can be motivated, and you can get burnt out in that motivation if it's not your purpose, if it's not your call, if it's not why you're here. See, you can get motivated by, oh, I can do this, I can do that. I saw them do it. If God can do it, I do it. And then you get burnt out. Mm-hmm. And burnout is a, what's the word I'm looking for? Burnout is a foul against your purpose. All right. Because in your purpose, you don't burn out.
That's right.
See, I'm in my purpose.
Right.
I'm not going to burn out in this.
Right.
Because I'm in my purpose. I'm in the will of God for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find out your purpose and the will of God for your life, then you don't burn out. So inspiration, let me get back to inspiration. Inspiration inspires you because true inspiration makes you thankful for what the person just did.
Amen.
And so when you're thankful for what the person just did, then you can inspire others.
Amen.
Because inspiration begets inspiration. Just like a lemon seed begets a lemon tree and produces lemons. Inspiration begets inspiration. So God wants us to be thankful for life. So when you increase in generosity and inspires others to be thankful, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 12, and we're going to end with this. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. And I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. Everyone there? Can wait on you. Wait on you. Chapter 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. 10 through 12. This is what it says for time's sake, because my time running out. I want to use every minute. This generous God who supplies abundant seed for the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more extravagant toward you. First, he supplies every need plus more. That's something to be thankful for right there. So you don't have to worry about supplying your needs because God has already supplied all your needs. So the scripture says, that's what the scripture says. First, he supplies every need plus more. So God gives you more than what you need. The question is, how are you handling what you need? Are you overcompensating or are you trying to do more with what you need or say you need more and squander it? What are you doing with what you need? So first he supplies every need plus more. Then he supplies the seed as you sow it so that the harvest of your generosity will grow. You will be abundantly enriched in every way as you give generously on every occasion. For when we take your gifts to those in need, it causes many to give thanks to God. So what happens here? Let's rewind. It says, for when we take your gifts to those in need, it causes many to give thanks to God. So through your generosity, it inspires other people. Through your generosity, it inspires other people to give thanks to God. That's what the scripture says. And this is what it says. It says, the priestly ministry you are providing through your offering not only supplies what is lacking for God's people, it inspires an outpouring of praises and thanksgiving to God himself. We shall hear that. It inspires, so that's where the inspiration comes in. It inspires an outpouring of praises and thanksgiving to God himself. So when you give, it can be money, it can be your time, it can be your gift. It inspires an outpouring of praise and thanksgiving to God from others. So if that's the case, then that means that I need to be more generous with what I have. I need to be generous with my finances. I need to be generous with my time. I need to be generous with my gifts. Because when I do that, it inspires others to give thanksgiving to God. So your life should be a walking inspiration through your generosity. And when your life becomes a walking inspiration through your generosity, then it produces thanksgiving to God. See, God is looking. See, God gets the glory, not us. God gets the glory. He gives us the victory. And when I'm thankful, then I have victory because I understand that life is not happening to me. Life is happening for me because all things work together for the good of them that love God, to those called according to his purpose and will. So when I understand that life is not happening to me, then my paradigm shifts, because when you think life is happening to you, then you're not thankful for what's happening to you, because what's happening to you is really for you to become better. It's not for you to be miserable. It's not for you to be stressed. It's not for you to be depressed. It's not for you to be sick. It's for you to become better. So when I understand that life is happening for me, that everything that I go through, I'm supposed to be thankful for. Everything that happens to me, I'm supposed to be thankful for. I give you the perfect example, and I'm going to end on this. KNCI week, my truck Ghost, not on power. We're not talking about power now. We're talking about my truck Ghost. That's what I call it, because it's a black truck, right? Call it Ghost. That's what we named it. So I needed. So my truck was cranking up really slow, super slow. Thankfully, I made it all the way, because I had to get a haircut on Thursday. I made it all the way to Jackson, and I even was able to crank up another truck with my truck, but my truck was cranking up really slow, so I made it all the way to Jackson, and I got to the barbershop, and I got a haircut and got ready to leave, and it cranked up slow. So I went to, what's that? AutoZone, O'Reilly's, one of them two. I don't think it's O'Reilly. Yeah. Went to one of those car stores, and I had the guy check my battery. My battery voltage was like a 10 point something. It's supposed to be a 12 or higher, right? It's supposed to be a 12 or higher. So in that moment, I became thankful that I had the ability to purchase a battery and not be able to have to go home and think, is this truck going to turn off on me? I'm doing 65 miles per hour. This truck turn off on me. Lord knows what would happen. So I was able to buy a battery. So I was thankful for what God had blessed me with. God had blessed me with the finances to purchase a battery. So instead of me complaining, man, my battery should be lasting longer than this. Ugh, why I got to go get this battery for this truck? I just had it serviced. I'm wasting energy. You're wasting energy when you complain. Stop wasting your energy. Everybody stand. Amen. Stop wasting your energy on complaining. Stop wasting your energy. Because when you complain, you waste your energy. You waste.
Thank you for joining us on live stream on this Sunday. I pray that the message bless your spirit. Look, there are multiple ways to give. You can give through our website, or you can give text to give. That number and that website is available on the screen at this moment. I just want to say thank you once again. I pray that your week is filled with love, joy, happiness, and peace. And if you don't mind, share this video with your family and friends so we can spread the message, the kingdom of God, to everybody that we come in contact with. So have a great day. Have a great week. Be blessed. Yeah.